Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Cacera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Cacera.
Welcome in, Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. For those that are watching us on Facebook, no, it's not just something you're losing or you missed here. What we've done, and we're doing a retake here. So for those on Facebook, we apologize. We had a false start. We had a little bit of technical difficulty. So we're going to get going again. This is Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. I want to thank those that are viewing us on Facebook. We want to continue to grow the audience, and the way we do that is use social media. So thank you very much. However, again, it is a podcast. So if you haven't done so, download the podcast. We'd love to have you listen to the podcast, pass it around, let us know what you think. You could go on online anywhere and just type in Real Estate Radio Live. Get the podcast, download it. You could also get it from our website, and that's reradiolive.com. Also, the show has been almost going for almost 8 years, live radio first, and we continued with the podcast. We did them both simultaneously for a while. Just doing podcasts now, thousands of downloads each month. I want to thank those that continue to participate, listen to the show, give us feedback. I get several emails and texts during the week, and it's really nice. So thank you. Every once in a while, I just want to make sure I thank those that take the time to not only listen to the show, but give us feedback. It's really important. So thank you for all your wonderful comments and feedback. So most of you know the focus is education and information. We do that in relationship to real estate and lending. But we also do some fun shows like we're going to do today, exciting shows. We have guests on, special guests that are working on some creative projects, businesses, organizations. We also do giving back segments. We help people that are raising money for cancer and great causes and a lot of different things here. And I've said this before, and I really mean it. Most of you know that have been following the show. It's a real estate-related show, but it's about community. And within our community of thousands of people that listen to this show, we want to try to, you know, do whatever we can to give back on a daily basis. Whether that's if we help someone with real estate and we help guide someone, that's wonderful because that's a great cause. But if we could help someone get information about a wonderful project they're doing or a great cause they're raising money for or awareness, we want to do that too because our community is all in this together. And certainly in the Silicon Valley, it's a big community and there's a lot of exciting things going on. So with that, let me invite my special guest today, Mr. Tim Blake, and I'm going to welcome in. We got a lot of fun stuff to talk about today. So Tim, welcome in.
Joe, thank you very much. Really a pleasure to be here. And first of all, I want to acknowledge you for all that you do to make a difference out there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's a big contribution you do in your podcast every week. So,
thank you. I appreciate that, Tim. Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of work to put this together, but as you and I talked about before, Tim, I know we have that in common and similar that when you have a passion or you really enjoy doing something, it could be somewhat related to your business or not.
Right, right.
That gives you that extra energy.
Yeah,
right?
It does.
This is fun. This is good stuff, so it's a lot of work. But as you know, when you're working on something you enjoy, even though it's a lot of work, you get some pleasure from it, and that's the case here. So.
And when you really have a passion about it, it's not work. You're just having fun at it.
That's true.
You just keep it going.
So welcome in. We have an exciting show today. Tim and I have been talking about this for several months, and because of schedules and other things, we haven't had him on, but we're excited to have him on today. So the title of the show today is Imagery to Life, and that's by Mr. Tim Blake, and we're going to get in the details of that. And I'm going to have Tim go into detail because it's an exciting project that he's been working on for some time. And I want you to kind of, you know, listen up, and we're going to pass on a lot of information during the show a couple times, too. We'll give you information on how you could reach Tim, how you could go to the website and find out more about this exciting project he's working on. So I'd like to start, Tim, if you could, just give our listening audience, in this case viewing, of course, too.
Right, yeah.
Give us a little bit about, you know, your background, your story. I always say everybody's got a story. Take a couple minutes to kind of guide us through a little bit about Tim Blake, your profession, and then, you know, what got you, you know, started with the imagery of life here, to life, I should say.
Well, thank you. Yeah, yes. It's been quite a journey. Just real briefly, I've been in real estate since, started in 1974, so
okay.
I've been at it for a while. Different sides of the real estate profession. and going way back to when I was a kid, my dad was in mortgage lending. He did a lot of loans for Joe Eichler, good proportion of them.
Yeah.
So my dad always had a Polaroid camera. We'd go off to a house, and I'd be helping my dad from when I was a kid and hold the other end of the measuring tape, you know. And he would get his camera, and I was always fascinated with photography since I was a little kid, and I had a Polaroid camera. It processes the film. I said, Dad, how does this work? And I was just always interested in it. And as time went on, I got a camera, and then I got another camera, and I kept taking pictures, whether if I was water skiing, always taking pictures of my buddies water skiing, and we'd take pictures of each other. And then it just kind of kept evolving. And I love being outside. I love nature. And fast forward one day, some clients of mine on the real estate side, they leased the entire Palace of Fine Arts. And I thought, wow. And so Dan and Bethany said, Tim, you got to come up and see what this is all about. So I went up there, and we're going through the, you know, the hallways. And at one point, Dan says, Tim, watch this. And he holds up like a phone in front of this picture.
Right.
And then the picture comes to life through his phone. I said, how'd you do that? And I was just fascinated with that. And I thought, you know, he said, I don't know. It's just some emerging recognition software that we've recently seen here. And I thought, I think I know what I want to do with this. And so I just kind of started formulating this idea. I thought, can I bring the images of nature that I take, and can I fold that into living scenes and then put that together? And I thought initially, oh, just pictures on a wall, because I've known the people at Stanford Ronald McDonald House. Okay. And I thought, what if there was a picture in the lobby, that type of thing? And then a little later, I thought, well, what about the kids that can't even get out of their bed? What about them?
Right.
And I thought, I started developing a little catalog of these. And I thought, what if I developed a book? And I asked myself a question one day. I thought, you know, it was a deeper question. What if I always thought was out of my reach that other people do that I would never do myself because I just don't do these things? I thought, well, other people write books. I don't write books.
Yeah,
that's somebody else's specialty.
Yeah.
But I thought, well, what if I did? If I did write a book, what would it be about? And I thought, photography is kind of natural to me, and I always like to inspire people. And in the sense of inspiring, I've always looked at notable quotes just to inspire myself.
Okay.
And I thought, if I'm doing this to inspire people, anybody, and initially my passion was for making a difference for kids, and if I can inspire even one little guy that's in a hospital and he's health challenged and he's got this whatever he's got going on, if I can have a reaction by a kid that says, I'm going to beat this, I'm going to get to the point where I can get out there, I thought, then the whole thing is worthwhile.
Wow.
So it's a collection of the book that, you know, you're referencing, is a collection of photographs that come to life through the wizardry of technology, but also, just very simply, with notable quotes to help inspire people.
Yeah, this is great. And for, obviously, if you're listening to this via podcast, you're going to, I realize you can't see it, but for the benefit of those that are watching us on Facebook right now, I'm going to show you a quick image of this beautiful book that Tim has put together, and we're going to give you more information how you could get this, how you could find out more about it. But I just thought, for those that are watching Facebook now, and the beautiful thing about Facebook, Tim, is, you know, people could go back to the Facebook site, you know, tomorrow, a week from now, a month from now, and see this video.
Oh, that's great.
So that's great. So for those that are on Facebook, you get the pleasure of seeing it and the book, and we're going to talk more about that. Beautiful, beautiful pictures, and how they come alive is the part we're going to talk about now. So before I get to that, though, Tim, as I listen to you, what I hear, so you started with this passion for photography. That's where this all started, right?
Right.
And then you got to the point where, you know, what can I do to inspire people or to take my photography to a level or to a point where, you know, other people could benefit from it and have excitement from it and enjoy it the same way you do. And then at the same time, how could you help people at the same time? I mean, it's kind of a nice, that's really kind of all wrapped together, a wonderful, wonderful project here.
Well, it's been a passionate endeavor by myself, and it's just the fuel of, you know, I reflect back when I finally finished this, I thought, did I really do this? You know, it's just day after day, week after week, month after month, and it's been about 5 years in the making to finally get this done.
Okay.
With a few hiccups along the way to, you know, little roadblocks that says, okay, I'm going to get through this and just figure out a way. And so real estate by day and in the evening, just in the wee hours of the night, just working on this a little bit. And as I say, when you're having fun at something, it's not work.
No.
And I would just be late at night sometimes, just like, oh, it's getting a little late here.
Yeah.
And just keep going at it.
Right. So one of the things that I think you and I talked about it, but describe, if you could, Tim, how this is different than a typical photography book. Someone might look at this and go, man, that is a beautiful piece of work. It looks like a coffee book table or something that could be on the table for people to enjoy. But take us kind of through that next level of your thinking and what you've done with the technology to bring these to life. So share that with us, if you will.
Glad to. The technology is something that I'd never seen before. Mm-hmm. It fascinated me. I thought, wow, mm-hmm. this is incredible, where something that's an image, and by the way, just to reverse time a little bit, okay. when I was a little kid, I think I was about 8 years old, I had a dream, and as kids can visualize, yeah, especially yeah. when they're having a dream, I was looking at a picture on the wall. And I kept looking at the picture and looking at it, and I got really focused on it, and the picture came to life. I thought, wow, you know, how imagination can yeah. go. And I thought, how about that? The dream has come true. Mm-hmm. I've been able to do that. And I thought, if I can figure this out mm-hmm. and do it in a broader sense and get it out to a number of people,
right.
the word that I've used or I've seen used more often than not, it creates a sense of excitement and mm-hmm. wonder, like, wow, how'd you do this? And they're fascinated with it.
Yeah.
And yet it takes people into a living scene of nature mm-hmm. through the technology of an app. It's called right. HP Reveal.
Okay.
And when you put the HP Reveal app in the phone mm-hmm. up to the picture, you hover the phone, say, like an iPhone or an Android, over the picture or an iPad yep. or tablet, the picture comes to life. And then you get to see the live scene on the iPad or the phone
right.
while you're still looking at the picture below and you're thinking, how do both of these work at the same time?
Yeah. With the audio, the beautiful audio in the background to go with it.
Well, the audio, this is an interesting evolution. Okay. I discovered along the way something called 3D binaural surround sound. So
okay.
in a number of the photos in the book, if I end the title of the image with 3D,
okay.
that means I recorded in 3D binaural surround sound.
Ah.
And when you listen to it with headphones, especially headphones as nice as these,
yeah.
or just regular little earphones, mm-hmm. it's in 3D surround sound.
Ah.
So it really immerses you. If it's a scene of the ocean,
okay.
it immerses you to the point where you think, wow, I feel like I'm there.
Right.
And so it's a different experience.
Yeah. Very good. That's exciting. So someone could use their iPhone, their iPad, so this technology exists. Again, it's an app that you download on, is that correct?
Yeah, it's a free download.
Okay.
Yeah, and you just download it, and then you get a username and password.
Okay.
And then you search for imagery to life.
Okay.
You know, to differentiate it from all the other,
sure.
you know, photos that are in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you find that, you scroll down for about a minute until it finally populates to mm-hmm. a little round circle.
Okay.
You click on the little round circle icon, and then up comes this imagery to life, and then you click where it says follow.
Mm.
And then now it says following, and now you're in.
Yeah.
And now you can bring the images that I've created here to life.
What's exciting about this, and I want to have you share, obviously, go into more detail about how it's helping specifically. There's some things, but, you know, the pure enjoyment, first of all, visually, the imagery that you've created, beautiful pictures to begin with.
Thank
right?
you.
So they really are, and those will, again, we'll give the website in a minute a couple of different times, but after I kind of carry this thought. But so the visual images are beautiful to begin with, but then to bring them to life and then to hear that beautiful background, you know, it just brings the complete picture, well, as it says, to life, so to speak.
Right.
But to add the audio to it, to me, is just wonderful. There's something about putting your eyes, fixating your eyes on a subject, whether it be a beautiful picture or scenery, and then I kind of liken to, you know, the first time I walk onto the beach and you hear the sounds of the ocean,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh.
You not only can see the beautiful waves crashing, but you could hear it.
It literally takes you
yeah,
there.
Right.
Yeah,
right. And that's what's great about this.
I mean,
it's wonderful.
And that's kind of the whole purpose behind
right.
this. For anybody that's mm-hmm. not as able as you and I, we're so blessed to
we
be
are.
Able to,
that's true.
And in the area we live, we can be in the car
yeah.
within, you know, a very short time.
Good point.
We can see some beautiful places, but there are people that aren't as lucky as we are.
Good point.
They can't do that.
Yeah.
Doing this, I've heard stories about people that said one of the last wishes of somebody, this was just last night,
mm-hmm.
as I was mentioning, I was at an event, and one of the people there, he was a physician, he said, you know, one of the wishes of a patient, he was about ready to pass mm-hmm. on, and he said, can you get me outside? And they were never able to pull it off, you know, because of the germ containment
right,
or whatever
right.
it was. They couldn't do that. But that was his, he said, just get me outside.
Yeah.
I just want to experience that.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of thing that actually could take nature to them.
Yeah, no, this is wonderful. So give us, as we go through it, we'll do this a few times, but give the viewers and the listeners who download the podcast later, Tim, give them the website and any contact information or numbers, how when they want to hear more about this or go to a website and maybe buy these, or then we'll share more, a little more about, you know, all the different things we could do with it here.
Okay, very good. Yeah, the website that I've created just for the book is imagerytolifebook.com.
Okay.
And it's a fulfillment center as well, where you can actually purchase the book.
So you can make the orders right there online?
You can purchase the book online. And it tells the storyline of the book and the background and that type of thing. And then beyond that also, just for anybody that was out there that said, you know, if they have any challenge with the app, I thought, let me create an online version of the book. So also on the website, you can actually purchase an online version of the book as well. And then you can just see it on your iPad. Somebody could be in an airplane and just view the, it's the book in entirety. And I replaced the living scenes with YouTubes. So people can just play the YouTube and see the live scene.
Very good.
So anyway, most of the answers are in that source.
Yeah. So what I would say this, and I've spent some time with Tim and I understand what he's doing. It's beautiful work and I'm really excited about it. And so what I could tell you is if someone wants to buy this, to put it on your coffee table, to give it as a gift, to have it around your house, to give it as a, it doesn't matter. It's a wonderful thing to do. I could tell you that's step one. But step two, I think what I wanted to go into more detail with Tim is the other enhancements, if you will, the other enjoyments that people could, we touched on it a few minutes ago, but go into more depth. You know, maybe people in hospitals, people that can't get out, children that are, you know, unfortunate, they can't have some things.
Right.
You can't bring the beach to them. You can't bring the mountains. You can't bring the streams. There's a lot of people, young and old, that have diseases or issues where they can't even get outside to enjoy this type of thing.
Right.
And I know for you, this was part of a vision to how you could allow people like that to enjoy this and experience this. So talk a little bit about specifically that area and what you're doing around that.
Glad to. There's a, and this is going a little bit of a background history in terms of how I got to this path, but I was in a restaurant some time back, and in walks Elon Musk with a couple of ladies, and they sit down, and it's just a Saturday afternoon, and they're having a good time. And as I'm going out to the car to get a prototype of the book because a waiter wanted to see it, I'm glancing in their direction, and for whatever reason, the lady that's with Elon just looks and smiles at Waze and says, hello. So I look and smile and say hello back, and I glance over to Elon and said, and you look really familiar, kind of tongue-in-cheek, to which he replied, well, I do get around a little bit. And then I kept going out to the car, and I came back in, and I actually struck up a conversation with him on a different topic. And after a few minutes, the ladies were up looking at something else, and after I talked to Elon about, you know, good on you for all that you're doing in the world to make a difference, whether it's the Boring Company or SpaceX or it's Tesla. It's just like you're such a big change maker. And so he came over a little bit. He says, you mind if I sit down for a minute? I said, no, have a seat. So we were talking about some different things again. And then I said, I'd like to share something with you that's really passionate about what I want to do. And I said, here, take this phone and hold it over the picture like you're taking a picture of it and watch what happens. And he does that and he says, wow, this is really cool. I got to show this to my lady friend. So he brings her over. And after, you know, a minute or two of going through some of the pictures, she just looks at him like incredulously and says, Elon, how is this possible? And he just smiles and says, well, we're in Silicon Valley, the land of innovation. And so anyway, I was able to stay in touch with him. And I got a message from him not too long after that. He said, Tim, great to meet you too. How much would it cost to give an uplifting experience for the children at Children's Hospital of L.A.? Because his lady friend was involved with that hospital.
I see. Okay.
So I since made a trip down to Children's Hospital just to see them and see what their needs were. This kind of brings it back. There's a fellow, Doug, who runs their distraction therapy program. And after he saw the book and what it did, he said, Tim, what you've created here could not be more valuable for what we're trying to accomplish here.
Great.
So I knew I hit a chord with that there.
Right.
And then fast forward, another person that I've met is a fellow that runs all of Stanford healthcare development. And he made this comment to me. He said, I don't want this just for young kids. I want it for old people like me too. And another comment, because he's such a, he's so kind.
Yeah.
So that gives you a little idea of the importance of it. So he's been a strong supporter. And he made this little interesting aside. He said, you know, Tim, it was like 100 years that Mozart's greatest work was recognized, you know, after he died.
Right.
I said, yeah. He said, I don't like that philosophy. Let's get this done now.
Let's get it where people can enjoy it now.
Yeah.
So if it hasn't sunk in yet, this is, again, I just want to make sure that we get the point across. And, you know, I've been doing radio and podcasting long enough. I know the beautiful part about TV, and if you're doing a video, like people are watching us on Facebook, you know, you might get a little better idea. On radio, audio, podcast, a little bit different. So this is a beautiful, wonderful work of book with beautiful pictures, with some messages and stories behind them, and philosophy and different things that go along with it. But there's a bigger cause here that Tim has created, the bigger picture, if you will, and that he wants to try to get it in the hands of as many people that could benefit from this, and that's including, you know, hospitals, organizations that could lift people up. We could go on and on about the different, you know, aspects, Tim, of people that could benefit from this.
Mm-hmm.
From other than just enjoyment, right?
Right?
You and I could enjoy this. It could be in our home. It could be in our business. But there's so many other ways, and I'll just... I mean, so if you're listening to this podcast or viewing it, downloading it later, passing it on to someone, if you're a company owner, if you're a person that's associated with a hospital, a youth group, children's centers, I could go on, and Tim could probably give some more examples too. This is a great gift to talk to someone in the administration, an organization, or business about, you know, how do we get something like this in to help some of the people and have them enjoy some of the pleasures of it, you know, that we're able to. So talk a little bit about, I mean, I gave some examples. You could probably expand on that. Give some real suggestions of organizations, people, you know, that might benefit from this and really should consider going to the website and taking a look at this.
Well, for an example, part of my path was going down to see this fellow who runs the philanthropic group for Elon Musk's organization.
Okay.
And as part of that, he had an assistant and brought her out to, let's bring her in
and
see how she'd react to it. So after introducing the book, said, Tim, maybe you want to say a few words because you know this better than I do. And I said, nah, here, just take this and hold it over the picture like he's taking a picture of it. And she just went, ah, you know, heart in hand. And he emailed me later. She said, you know, she spent the rest of the afternoon thinking, what more could we do? Now that we got the kids' minds out of the hospital, can we do something like a baseball game or like a trip to Disneyland or a rocket launch? Because they all think rockets at Tesla.
Right.
I mean, at SpaceX.
Right.
So there was a month before the Falcon Heavy was taken off in Orlando, Florida from Cape Kennedy. So I dropped everything, went out there, and I got the shot.
Oh.
And I put that as an aftermath to the book.
Okay.
But in the course of that, kind of getting to your question, the Seventh-day Adventist Church had quite a large event at the Hilton Hotel where I was doing this film shot.
Okay.
And I met the fellow that put the whole event on. Hmm. He said, Tim, this is really powerful. I want to stay in touch with you. Because I had this little sample of the book. And he said, I think we'd like to work with you.
Yeah.
So that's one example. In other words, we have facilities all over the country.
Yeah.
So that's in the queue as well. But whether it's younger kids or older people that can't get out as much. I've got a good friend of mine whose wife got advanced Alzheimer's.
Mm.
And I went to see
another good idea. Yeah.
Him with her once. He said, Tim, bring your book.
Yeah.
So I brought the book with me. And this is actually somebody's associated with real estate, who I can tell you later who that's all about. And she's pretty far advanced. But after a little bit, because Paul and I were looking at the book and we were playing some of the video scenes, she started to get a tear in her eye. And then she started to smile. And then she started to repeat some of the words that Paul or I were saying, like beautiful and wonderful. And I thought, well, that's really great. But afterwards, he said, you know, Tim, that's the first time in a long time that she said anything. So I just, you never know what the connection point is or somebody connects to nature, but just makes them feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
So
that's really good. Well, we have a few minutes left. What's on the horizon? Is there a bigger picture? I mean, this alone is taking a lot of your time, and I know you're passionate, and you're really getting a lot of traction. So give us kind of an idea or a summary of next steps and any bigger pictures or visions of where you want to take this?
Well, I do think in a bigger vision fashion. So my thought is I want to get this in the hands of as many, you know, people that would have a need for it as possible.
Yeah.
And just like, how do we implement that?
Okay.
So one of the things I've done just in my quiet time, I was swimming one morning. I thought, I got an idea. I'll have a contributing sponsorship program.
Oh.
And I'll just create something where there's a little bit of, you know, spotlight on people that say, you know what, I'd like to do this.
I see.
And I was mentioning that to some people in my real estate office. And somebody that sat right next to, she said, can I do this? I said, well, sure. And then she's talking and we're talking. And then somebody else walks by and says, well, can I do this too? I said, well, yeah. And what's your biggest level of contribution? And so I have like a silver and a silver and a gold and a platinum level. He says, I'm going to do the platinum level. I want to do the most. And it's anywhere from 12 books to 100 books.
Okay.
And then they can pay less money to get the books. And the fellow that did the 100 books said, I can't think of a better gift to give to some of my valued clients.
Yeah.
And then he's real close to somebody who's a principal in a school. They said we could distribute to the, you know, the kids in the school. Just different uses.
Yeah.
So that kind of helps elevate it a little bit. And I'm also having a conversation with kind of in that philanthropic sense of leveraging somebody, you know, for instance, like the Elon Musk organization, where I can do a kind of a contributing, you know, if on the behalf of this organization, whatever that organization is, we'll give you so many books.
I see.
And to the degree that you've got a philanthropic backer that loves your particular facility,
right.
If they wanted, oh, if he's in, I'm in,
right.
And we'll do matching books.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a bigger vision to create the leverage of excitement of if they're in, we're in, and just kind of, you know, right up the hill of ourselves together.
Yeah, that's great.
So
a lot of good information, and boy, a lot of exciting stuff going on. So before we duck out and finish up the show, again, if you give our listeners and our viewers the website, is that the best thing to do, is just go to the website? I mean, obviously, once they get there, they could order, they could contact you if they have questions, maybe if they want to set a meeting up, anything, is all from the website?
Yeah, I'm very accessible.
Okay.
And happy to talk to anybody as well.
Give your phone number out, too, if you like.
Yeah, the phone number is 408, area code, 888-4490.
Okay.
And email is simply timblake@me.com.
Okay, very good. So, and the website one more time for the book?
Is imagerytolifebook.com.
And I'm going to show it one more time, again, for the benefit of those people who are on Facebook. You could watch it now or later. Go to the Facebook site. Of course, you know, Real Estate Radio Live Facebook, and it's a beautiful book. But again, not only a beautiful book, beautiful imagery, but the technology that goes along with it, and more importantly, the details that Tim discussed today on the show, is all the great things you could do with this. I mean, it's one thing to have a passion for something. It's another thing, I think, it kind of completes the circle, I think, Tim. I mean, for me, and I know we're similar that way. Boy, if you could do something you really enjoy and then see other people benefit from it and get the joy from them or the feedback, that's really a win-win, isn't it?
It is so gratifying.
Yeah, that's
a lot of fun. To make that difference.
Well, thank you for being on the show today. We'll have you back maybe in a month or so specifically to see how things are going with the book and see if we could continue to pass the good word and see how we could help you as much as we can here.
Very good. Joe, I so appreciate you know, your effort and what you're doing with this and put a spotlight on this. And it's just going to be fun to see where it all goes.
Yeah, it is. It is. Great work, by the way, and congratulations. The last thing I'll say before we sign off today, I know when you have an idea, and I want to mention this because I thought about this before starting the show today after looking at Tim's book again and talking to him. When you have an idea, you know, years ago, I heard from a couple different people that started companies and attorneys and other people that, you know, help you get them started, is that it's one thing to have an idea. It's quite another thing to see it through and actually act on that idea, bring it to fruition, bring it to market, and do something with it. So what I'm saying here is I appreciate what that takes from an idea to realization and the work that goes behind it. So congratulations for that.
Well, thank you. And there's one, I was just listening to a friend of mine, Doug Weed. He's past presidential advisor, but he does these great oratory talks.
Okay.
And he was telling the story about David and Goliath.
Mm.
And he said in the final segment of his talk, in terms of the story of David and Goliath, he says, listen to these words of what David said on his deathbed years later, King David, and he's dying. Mm-hmm. His words were, be strong. Be fearless. Do it.
Pretty simple, isn't it?
Pretty simple.
If we could all act on it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again, Tim.
All right.
This is Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you again for tuning in. Be sure to go to the website for more information. It's reradiolive.com. Thanks again. Take care. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.